फलं बलवतां चाहं कामराग विवर्जितं धर्मा विरुद्धो भूतेषु कामोऽस्मि भरतर्षभ। बलं बलवतां चाहं, कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ हाउ इज द एसेंस ऑफ एवरीथिंग हियर एंड इन दैट ही स्टेट्स दैट ही इज द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ द स्ट्रांग। बलं बलवतां चाहं काम राग विवर्जितम्, वन हु इज फ्री फ्रॉम डिजायर एंड अटैचमेंट, काम एंड राग। धर्माविरुद्धो भूतेषु, धर्म अविरुद्धो दैट इज नॉट अपोज टू, भूतेषु कामोस्मी भरतर्षभ, आई एम काम दैट इज नॉट कॉन्ट्ररी टू रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स, कामोस्मी भरतर्षभ। So essentially, Krishna is speaking over here that actually he is characterizing two important things or features of life. You know, therefore, or in any society, there are guardians required. Guardians have to have strength. Others, the guardians can well become tyrants if they are not properly motivated, if they do not have a chivalrous attitude, if they have a exploitative attitude, then they may well become exploiters and they will become tyrants. And because they have strength, it is difficult for others to oppose them also. So therefore, all strength is not very attractive. It is strength that brutalizes, strength that exploits, that is not attractive. Balam balavatam cha, he says. I am the bala, but which kind of balam? Kama raga vivarjitam, that which is free from kama and raga. That which is free from attachment and desire. Now both kama and raga here essentially signify the desire for selfish gratification. This world, is it possible to actually have strength that is free from selfish gratification? Yes, if one is trained and if one is cultured, then even if one has strength, one will not use it for unholy purposes. One will not use it for wrong purposes. So that is what Krishna is saying. I am the essence of that. And then he says, dharma aviruddho bhuteshu kamosmi, that dharma aviruddho, that which is not contrary to dharma, aviruddho bhuteshu kamosmi. Kamosmi is I am desire which is not contrary to dharma. Now this has multiple levels of meanings. If kam we take in a reduction in the sense of lust, then it means I am sex life that is not contrary to religious principles. So that means sex life which is within the within dharmically united partners, that which is for the purpose of dharmic purpose of procreating dharmic progeny, that Krishna says I am that sex life. Dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. And then now the inclusiveness of the Gita is seen over here, wherein it doesn't intrinsically say that sexuality and spirituality are opposite. Now sexuality is a basic bodily function. It is what ensures the continuing of the human race, in fact of most species, their continuing to reproduction, which is more often than not sexual. So now, and Krishna says here, dharma aviruddho bhuteshu. That means that kama is something which can usually, which can easily drag us down, and it usually does drag us down. Krishna has, it's remarkable that the same Gita has earlier stated as kama esha krodhesha, as Arjuna, kam it is maha shano maha papma vidyena miha vairinam. So, Krishna has declared that this is an all-devouring, sinful enemy of the world, Kama. And now he's saying that I am Kama. So then, is Krishna the all-devouring, sinful enemy of the world? Not at all. Krishna has himself declared that he is the well-wisher of all living. Surudam Sarva Bhutanam, he's talked about in 5.29. Then what exactly is going on here when Krishna states that Dharma Avriddho Bhuteshu? Kamosmi. Actually, what Krishna is essentially meaning is that Kama, when he talks, the word Kama has multiple levels of meanings. So, Kama as a force of self-destruction refers to adharmic, it refers to adharmic lust. But Kama is a force, is a dharmic force at that time. That karma can help a person to become purified. Karma doesn't help one exactly to become purified, but the engagement in karma within the principles of dharma, when one is living a life of dharma, then that leads to purification, because that also becomes a means for towards realization. So the pervasiveness of God's presence in the world is manifested through the principle of karma. Now actually, reproduction is a miracle. Procreation is something which even the best machine, man-made machines, have not been able to replicate. We have been able to make machines which in some ways exceed human capacities in their efficient doing of mechanical tasks. Some of them have got, many machines now have far greater information processing capability than what humans have. So sometimes it's thought that machines will supersede humans, and machines may even eliminate humans, and we'll just have a planet of machines. Of course, these are dystopian predictions which are found in some science fiction books. But apart from such dystopian predictions, the important point to recognize is that machines, we don't even know exactly what is it that endows living beings with the capacity to reproduce something which we are not able to reduce and replicate in our man-made machines. So it is a great sense of mystery which underlies this. And that which is the essence of the continuation of any race, the reproduction which is dharmic, Krishna says, I am that. So in both ways, essentially, when Krishna says, in the previous stage that kamarag balam balavatam chaham kamarag vivarjitam, there what he means is that actually we cannot be, the society and its order cannot be maintained unless there are principle-driven protectors of society. If they are selfish, desire-driven, then they will act as disruptors of society. They may in the position of protectors, but they will act as disruptors. So similarly, they are in one sense the essence, and Krishna says, "I am that." And similarly, the way reproduction happens, which which continues the race, human race existence, that happens because of God, because of God's arrangement for procreation, and that Krishna says, I am that. So both of these are ways by which things are sustained, whether it be in one generation or across generations. And thus it is that Krishna, who has given now till 14 examples from verses 8 to 11 about how he is the underlying thread that unifies all of existence, just as a thread unifies a necklace. And for that he's given 5, 4, 3 and 2 examples in the last 4 verses respectively to demonstrate or illustrate how he is the essence of everything. Thank you.